Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, we're going to go right into your phone calls. You can bring up anything you want. And still to come here tonight, looks like there's a country looking at doing a little bit of legalization. We'll tell you more about it. But first, Shadow's on the line listening to WBHP. Shadow, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, I want to just ask you guys to do something that I've been trying to get people on radio to do for years, and nobody's done it. And you've got a good subject matter going tonight, so it's just perfect to have this in. How about giving permission for people that if they've been through the Soviet Union time and that wherever, you know, the Eastern Europe like that, like my family did, my mother and her mother and a lot of them, you know, they were able to finally get out of there over to this country, all right? And then, you know, other people that have lived through it or had family members live through it because, and then, you know, North Korean people say they can speak, Cubans, the people that went through that Khmer Rouge thing in Thailand and in China and so on like that, because if people give a chance to give their story, and, you know, they don't have to speak long, they don't even have to use a regular name, but they're able to let people out here know what's really going on in these countries like this, I think it would be good for the Free State Project, but I think it would be good for the country, too, because...
Well, I think it's important. I agree with you, Shadow. I think it's important for Americans to hear from people that have come from, you know, regimes overseas.
Yeah, I'd love to people to, you know, call in with stories about, you know, oppressive regimes that they may have lived through.
We have, over the years on this program, heard from people who have said things like, you know, I came from fill-in-the-blank regime like Russia or wherever, and or the Soviet Union, and what's happening here happened there, and it's all happening over again here, and Americans are completely blind to what's going on around them with the rise of tyranny and depression, and they think that it can't happen here, but it is happening here, and they'll tell you they've seen the signs before, they know what the signs are when this stuff goes down, and they thought they were escaping the tyranny by coming here, only to have it happen once again, only for them to be living through it again. And it's always really, I think, persuasive when someone comes from that perspective.
Yeah, when they've got one of those Russian accents.
Yeah, it comes from that perspective, from that expertise, from that life experience, and I think it's a great suggestion. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So while there's cracking down going on all across the, you know, in various different parts of the world, in some places things are getting a little bit better, at least in certain aspects. More international news here from the New York Times in Uruguay, or is it Uruguay? Anyway, God. The agricultural output of this country. Look,
Uruguay.
Why do you get so frustrated with
Uruguay.
Me, Mark?
Uruguay.
I just try to pronounce things correctly. There's one way to pronounce words like this, and you want to get it right.
I think it's hilarious. For one thing, you stumble all over Louisville when there's different ways of pronouncing Louisville. There's Louisville, too.
Not if you live there.
No, you're wrong.
Oh,
and
really?
See, that's the fun part about you trying to figure out how people pronounce things.
I don't know.
Like
I've
Quebec
met people
and
from
Quebec,
Louisville.
It depends on who you, where you're from, you know, what your nationality is when you're there.
I see.
So
well,
you
all
just
I know is
know.
I know people from Louisville who've told me it's Louisville.
Right. And some people from Louisville will call Louisville Louisville.
So, Uruguay, the agricultural output of this country include rice, soybeans, and wheat, though soon the government may get its hands dirty with a far more complicated crop, marijuana. As a part of a rising movement in this region to create alternatives to the United States-led war on drugs, Uruguay's famously rebellious president first called for regulated and controlled legalization of marijuana in a security plan unveiled last month, and now all anyone in Uruguay can talk about are the potential impacts of a formal market for what Ronald Reagan once described as probably the most dangerous drug in America.
Marijuana?
Apparently.
Ronald Reagan?
Well, you have to remember, marijuana is dangerous to the establishment. So in the same way that people who are, for instance, driving without a government permit get greater punishment in jail than someone DUI, this is what I've seen. Anybody that's a threat to the state, a threat to the status quo, tends to be punished harder. And drugs like marijuana, they're not a threat to your health. I mean, all kinds of studies have shown that marijuana has health benefits for a lot of people, that it actually
may
fight cancer.
It can't be a good idea. It can't necessarily be good for everybody to draw combusted plant material into your lungs.
You know, it would seem like that it's not a good idea, but there's evidence that shows it's fighting cancer.
There is evidence.
And there's no evidence to show that people who smoke cannabis have ever died of lung cancer.
There's certainly evidence that the exaggerations, that there are a great deal of exaggerations about, you know, one marijuana cigarette being worth a pack of cigarettes and that kind of thing.
It's ridiculous.
I've heard, and I have no idea if this is actually true, but I've heard that because it's water-soluble, the tar isn't the same as the tar from cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't know what the science is behind it.
I don't either.
All I know is in the results, I look at the results, and I don't see, and I've never seen, a single death as a result of cannabis smoking. Period.
Well, and they've also, there have been studies that have come out that say that they don't cause lung cancer.
That's right. It's an anti-cancer thing. Your brain actually has THC receptors, the active ingredient in cannabis, tetrahydrocannabinol.
I saw an article headline recently that said that they found cannabinoids in breast milk.
Interesting.
I hear somebody sent me an email and said that that is the least persuasive piece of evidence that marijuana is a good thing, is that there are cannabinoids in your brain because they're
cannabinoid receptors.
Cannabinoid receptors, because there's all kinds of receptors in your brain, and it just doesn't mean anything. You know, there's alcohol receptors too. No one would make the argument that alcohol is this necessary.
Are there? I hadn't heard that one.
Well, you get drunk somehow. I don't know. I mean, I would have to go through and read the email, but I found it pretty persuasive. Clearly, it was somebody who had some expertise in this area. That is not a particularly good argument.
It's a profound change in approach, said Sebastian Sabini, one of the lawmakers working on the contentious proposal unveiled by President Jose Mujica on June 20th. We want to separate the market, users from traffickers, marijuana from other drugs like heroin. Across Latin America, leaders appalled by the spread of drug-related violence are mulling policies that would have once been inconceivable. Decriminalizing everything from heroin and cocaine to marijuana? The Brazilian and Argentine legislatures think that could be the best way to allow the police to focus on traffickers instead of addicts. And all they have to do is look over across the seas to Portugal to see examples of how that's absolutely true.
You know, I really wonder about these countries and their, you know, why they continue. You know, I'm sure that there's a certain amount of foreign aid from the United States tied to this stuff, but you really got to ask yourself, I mean, wouldn't drug tourism was pretty big in Amsterdam? You know, if you were Uruguay and you wanted, I mean, how many Americans are going to Uruguay? You know, legalize, some drugs, legalize prostitution, and let, enterprising business people draw wealthy business people into your country to do this. I just don't understand why it isn't done.
Legalizing and well, it's just because it's hard to change the status quo.
It's not that hard.
Well, if the people in charge wanted to do something, then yeah, it wouldn't be that hard. But every time any kind of proposal comes up here, the police chiefs come out and they speak against it.
Tell you what, Juan, you'll get a cut for every hooker, every trick turn, you get a cut.
Juan, yeah, being who?
I don't know. Whoever you're talking to trying to get the deal done. I mean, it can't be that hard.
Legalizing and regulating not just drug use, but also drug transport, perhaps with large customs fees for bulk shipments. President Otto Perez Molina of Guatemala, a no-nonsense former army general, has called for discussion of such an approach, even as leaders in Colombia, Mexico, and Belize and other countries also demand a broader debate on relaxing punitive drug laws. So it looks like the United States is going to be last in line here. We've seen European countries moving towards drug decriminalization. You mentioned the Netherlands. Also Portugal. You've got South American countries now seriously discussing this at national levels. And, of course, the United States is continuing on with Barack Obama pledging to crack down in California on pot clinics.
It's beneficial to the United States government to keep marijuana illegal.
Why wouldn't it be beneficial to these governments?
At this point, they're entrenched. The DEA is so much more entrenched. That's the reason I would say.
You don't think they have drug enforcement agencies?
I don't think they can afford. I think that their cops could easily be routed to preventing crime and working the beat and that kind of thing.
So could the police in America.
Are you kidding me? There are so many cops, they could never use them all.
Toll-free number here is 855-453. There's plenty of unsolved crimes out there. Put them to work. 1-855-450-3733.
That's not as glamorous as busting somebody's door in.
All right. Instead of going around busting college kids for smoking a joint. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? You have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage or purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored LendingAllianceUSA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the Center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides, or for a consultation. Call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
These airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give to you. So head over and enjoy them, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yep, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, one of the principals, I should say, wants to remind you to share your favorite episode every week of Free Talk Live on your Twitter or Facebook. It's a great way to, you know, spread the message of liberty in a fast, easy way. Just you can retweet things. We, you know, put the episodes out there for you on Twitter. You can reshare. We put them out on Facebook. So, and SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page.
More international news here as we continue discussing not just Uruguay and what they're doing with possibly legalizing cannabis, but other countries in South America are also looking at changing their drug laws as well.
Some... You think you have the Latin accent on cannabis, right?
Is that a... And I guess that is a Latin word, isn't it?
Yeah. You should probably, you know, get back there and study Latin and see, make sure you've got that.
Nobody speaks Latin anymore, though.
Oh, so that matters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
God.
So anyway, we're talking about important issues here, Mark, like drug decriminalization, and countries all across Latin America, according to the New York Times, are looking at changing things big time. Total decriminalization, possibly looking at that in Brazil and Argentina.
Argentina.
Yeah. Otto Perez Molina of Guatemala.
I wanted to say Mexico again.
Yeah.
I like that.
You like that?
Slowpoke Rodriguez. You can watch out for him. He carry a gun.
Isn't that how you pronounce it, Mark? Mexico?
Yeah, that's how,
I believe it is.
That is how a native speaker would pronounce it.
Well, you wanted to move to Mexico last time I was talking to you, so you better get it down, buddy.
Pronounce it Mexico.
Yeah. You probably should want to get it right, though, when you actually move there. You don't want to look like a gringo.
If I'm attempting to speak Spanish to somebody, then I'll use a Spanish accent.
Oh, you will? I see.
But I'm not going to switch back and forth.
President Otto Perez Molina of Guatemala has called for a discussion of total legalization and regulating of drug use and even drug transport. Because some of these countries that are doing decrim are not decriminalizing the actual movement of drugs. So if you're a dealer, you're still facing punishment in some place like Portugal, for instance, where they have total decriminalization of small amounts, of personal amounts of any drug in Portugal, but still getting it into the drug user's hands is still an illegal process, which seems counterintuitive, seems crazy, but at least they've had that, taken that step to where they can see what some of the effects of partial decriminalization are, and thus far all of the effects have been positive. The abuse of drugs...
I'd be interested to know if there were any negative effects, because I can't imagine for a second that any... You know, public policy move really is without negative effects.
Good question. We certainly haven't heard about it. We know that the abuses of those drugs is down significantly. With addicts, the population of addicts cut in half after 10 years of drug decriminalization, as Portugal abolished those criminal penalties for drug use in 2001. So they've had a good, solid decade
of
experience.
Well, didn't they also create some sort of rehab, like more rehab or something, or more of they made it more available?
Well, I don't know if that was state-run or anything like that, but rehab is always more available because a drug user won't be afraid to seek it out. I mean, so rehab exists today in the U.S., but a lot of drug users are afraid to check in because they're worried
they're too busy running.
In.
They're too busy hiding. I mean, when somebody doesn't have to hide anymore, then they're much more likely to come and look for some help.
By the way, according to the story here in the New York Times, Uruguay has taken the experimentation to another level. The UN officials say no other country has seriously considered creating a completely legal state-managed monopoly for marijuana or any other substance prohibited by the United Nations Single Convention.
State-managed monopoly?
On narcotic drugs. It sounds like a terrible idea. Doing so would make Uruguay the world's first marijuana republic, leapfrogging the Netherlands, which has officially ignored marijuana sales and use since 1976. Now, that's not an entirely true statement. The Netherlands did recently, as I understand it, prohibit sales of marijuana to tourists. So you, as I understand it, can no longer go, and please correct me if you live in the Netherlands, if I'm wrong here, but as of recently, like as of the last year or two, the Netherlands has essentially created a prohibition on anybody who doesn't live there going into coffee shops and buying cannabis.
I think it might be more recent than a year or
two. It may very well.
Now, I think that it's kind of interesting, right? If the state is not very good at collecting taxes, and that's what happens with many of these kind of backwater banana republics,
mm-hmm.
then they're not very good at collecting taxes, then maybe it's beneficial to them to be the monopoly outlet for marijuana. I mean, I don't know what that's going to, you know, it's difficult to imagine somebody being arrested, you know, in competition with the state outlet, you know, selling marijuana. I don't know, but it's just kind of interesting to think about.
Well, plus we know that when Canada did some medical cannabis changes there, that the Canadian government was producing the product for a while, and I don't know if this situation changed either. I think it did. But the Canada, and if you're in Canada, please enlighten us. But for a while, Canada was producing the marijuana and distributing it. But this is for medical purposes. Uruguay is looking at it for total decriminalization. And it was ditchweed. It was garbage. The people that were using the product were complaining about it. Like the people that were sick, that actually needed marijuana to reduce their nausea or their inflammation or pain or whatever it was they were using it for, were complaining because the government sucked at doing one of the easiest things in the world, which is growing weed. They call it weed because it grows like a weed. It's really easy to cultivate it, but they couldn't figure it out. So
it may be that you know, some kind of cross strain with you know, some hemp or something like that.
Who knows? But they failed. Kicking the prohibitionist habit, though, is no easy task. Even in a small, progressive country of 3.3 million people, the president's proposal has hit a gust of opposition. Doctors, political rivals, marijuana users, and security officials have all expressed concern about how marijuana would be managed and whether legalization or something close to it would accelerate Uruguay's worsening problem of addiction and crime.
Addiction on marijuana?
And crime? Marijuana-related crime?
Mr. Mujica, age 78, a Bohemian former gorilla who drives a 1981 Volkswagen Beetle, seems to be surprised. I can't believe that thing's still on the road. Seems to be surprised by the response. He said this month that if most Uruguayans did not understand legalization's value, he would suspend his plan while hammering out the details and building public support. But this is a defiant leader who spent more than a decade in jail as a political prisoner. So even as he discussed postponement, he signaled that he might not be willing to give up, emphasizing that drug users are enslaved by an illegal market. He said they follow the path to crime because they don't have the money, and they become dealers because they have no other financial means to satisfy their vice. Sound like this guy knows what he's talking about.
That doesn't
sound
like marijuana to me. That sounds like every other drug, you know, the addictive stuff.
Well, if you are in a more impoverished country, maybe you're more likely to not have the money to buy the
marijuana. If you're an impoverished country and, you know, the policing force there stinks, you just throw some seeds out in the woods.
The government, which has a slim majority in parliament, is moving forward. And one of his president's advisors said this month that draft legislation will be submitted within a few weeks. And they've been hard at work at this. So I hope this pans out. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. I don't support the state doing it, but it's probably a step in the right direction. Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-855-450-3733. Kind of an international flavor to the news on the show tonight here. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. And you can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that are there for you, including news updates. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up for our emailed updates there. And if you want a whole lot more than just the news, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We've been practicing our social networking skills here on Free Talk Live and have been doing tweeting and Facebooking during the show, which gives us one more thing to do, but, well, we can handle it because it's pretty important. Doing the social networking stuff. So if you've been on our Facebook and Twitter before, you've probably noticed a big uptick in the amount of posts that we've been making throughout the week and during the show specifically of Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to interact with us there. Of course, we prefer your phone calls. 855-450-FREE is the number here tonight. But you can go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up for any of that there. Now, there's actually some more interesting detail about what's going on in Uruguay. We'll continue the article here from the New York Times in a moment. But first, to your phone calls and your thoughts. You can bring up anything. Tyler, listening in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live, and I think you're listening via the Liberty Radio app for your iPad.
Yes, sir.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Last week you were talking about one of your friends was big in the conspiracy theories or whatever, and he kind of went off deep in with it. Like, what exactly happened there?
What actually happened there?
Yeah, like, was it just a crazy obsession, and then it just...
Well, it starts slow with my friend listening to a conspiracy radio show.
You know, I was listening to the Rush Limbaugh show today, and the Glenn Beck show today. They're all conspiracy radio programs.
Is that right?
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh was talking about how the opening events for the Olympics were actually a liberal plot to undermine. I mean, it's all conspiracy radio. I just want to make it clear that, you know, there might be different, there's different types of conspiracy radio out there.
Fair enough.
I think that Free Talk Live has its own conspiracy bend, too.
Okay. I can accept that, Mark, but there are certain shows that I think are maybe seen as more conspiracy-oriented than the average show.
I just think that view probably isn't entirely accurate because most radio programs look conspiratorial to me.
Fair enough. But anyway.
But Alex Jones' show is specifically for that, isn't it? Like, I think they're kind of proud of... They call themselves conspiracy theorists.
Alex Jones, I don't know if he would call himself that. I don't know. I don't know Alex. I mean, we've only had him on our show once. I've currently got an open invitation.
I met him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I met him as well. I currently have an open invitation to him to come back on Free Talk Live to discuss psychedelic drugs, actually. Anyway, it seems like on a show like Alex Jones, they go to conspiracy more often, and maybe I get where you're coming from, Mark.
You're only having a conversation about a radio program that you believe that you know about. I mean, you haven't heard that much Alex Jones show.
No, and I haven't heard that much Rush Limbaugh.
But we do get some listeners that call in that seem off their rocker sometimes.
So it's not to say that there aren't conspiracies out there. Obviously, there are. I mean, anybody conspiring with another person, you've got to have two people talking in secret about some sort of plan to do something, and you've got a conspiracy. So clearly, there are conspiracies. But it's the obsession with it, the seeing a conspiracy behind everything, that there's some sort of a plot behind absolutely any news story that's not what appears to be. Like, if there's something else going on that is not as obvious as the facts might present. And so anyway, my friend was listening to this program over a period of time and began to ensure that he listened all the time. And then, according to somebody who lived with him, was listening more than once per day to the same show. And it kind of progressed. And his interactions with the community, in his friends, had regressed at the same time. So while his interactions with, listening to these programs were increasing, his interactions with other human beings in real life were decreasing. I think it led to listening to more of the offshoots of the conspiracy world. So, you know, the program in question was more mainstream compared to some of the other things he went off and kind of went down the rabbit hole of the conspiracy theory world into the more bizarre and even more questionable theories like aliens, for instance. And I'm not saying there aren't aliens out there. It seems pretty obvious that in a huge universe, there's probably other life forms. But to believe that the aliens are here,
they think
on Earth,
they may have found some like green fuzz on the on a moon of Saturn.
Is that recent, like a news story? Recently?
Yeah, it was something today. Cool. It began with an E. I couldn't tell you what the name of it was. It was a very small thing.
So So moving into the more bizarre realm of conspiracy theory, where aliens are living among us and they've been here and they're going to come back and they're going to take over and, you know, like to know what the plots are of what the aliens are going to do and, you know, going down that road, it kind of led him to a real paranoid place and ultimately he left and it was really sad. And it's somebody I really cared about and really appreciated and loved his activism as well. So does that explain the story to you?
Yeah, I mean, that kind of almost happened to me. I used to follow Alex Jones. I was on it, listening to everything, checking the website every day, seeing what was going on. And then it started affecting, like, my personal life. I caught myself, like, preaching this every chance I got.
Oh, boy.
Whether it was at school, to my grandparents, everything just nonstop. It was like I was in a trance more than anything.
Mm.
One day I just kind of was like, I'm crazy, and just deleted them off the bookmarks and got out of the whole thing. I was just want to say to anybody listening, don't let it become an obsession.
Like, what was it that that led you to that? I mean, did you get feedback from people that kind of hit home, or was it just one day you decided this has gone too far? Was there anything in particular that pushed you back to the brink of sanity?
There are people, you know, on comments or news, like CNN, they touch up on Alex Jones every now and then, you know, calling them conspiracy theorists, kooks. It kind of just made me like, am I one of these kooks? And I kind of just started veering away from the whole thing. I had a lot of friends go down the same route, and they came to realize the same thing. It was just crazy, pointless. I'm not bashing Alex Jones or anything. He does a good job of what he does, but
I think he does, too. And when we talk to Alex, you can actually go to guests.freetalklive.com, and you'll see Alex's picture there, and you can listen to our previous interview with him. I mean, we brought up some of our critiques and our concerns with Alex, so it's not like, you know, we're hiding anything. I really appreciate a lot of the research that he does. It's a very well-researched show. You know, the police state coverage is second to none. And, you know, if you want to know about the police state, this guy's been on the ball on that. I mean, he's been making movies about the police state for years. Ever since I was in high school, I've been aware of Alex Jones's work, and you know, he's an inspiration to me. I remember one video that he made back in the mid 90s in Texas. You know, before the days of video on the internet, he was making videos that were you know, of a non-cooperative nature. He refused to go in and get his thumb scanned at a bank because, you know, he opposes the idea of biometric identification, and the police came, and I don't recall if he got arrested in that piece. I think he might actually have. So it was, you know, things like that were pretty influential on me in my formative years. And so I have a lot of appreciation for what he does. I just have I think that it's the anger. I think that I think that's the real factor. I mean, if Alex Jones came from a position of love rather than anger, maybe that would completely transform his show and the people that listen to him.
Yeah, that's kind of how it affected me too. When I was like preaching it to people, I kind of had that Alex Jones like screaming thing, like, "I know this is how it happened," and whatnot. And it kind of just off a little crazy, and just realized that one day.
Yeah, I think that basically you're never going to be able to yell, scream, rant, or shove somebody into the right frame of mind. You may know what the right frame of mind is, and maybe Alex Jones does. I don't know. But I don't think that and I think that, you know, he's got a delivery style, and that delivery style is indicative of, you know, a certain time period not too long ago in radio, you know, where people got just more angry. I don't think that that's what's hip these days. It certainly isn't what is hip here on Free Talk Live, the you know, the yelling and that kind of thing. It's not what we do. And also, we don't do he is Alex Jones. He's kind of the preacher that hands down the information to you, whereas Free Talk Live is much more conversational. We don't have, we don't hold ourselves up as experts, that kind of thing.
Thanks, Tyler. I hope that, I'm glad that you found Free Talk Live, and glad you got away from the anger, because it's not going to help anybody. Thanks for the call. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, should you like to bring up whatever's on your mind, or you can comment on stuff we've already been talking about, including the outrageous Russian protests that some of the brave ladies are doing over there and also in Ukraine, and or talking about drug decriminalization, as many South American countries are considering. And really seriously considering. We can get back into that here in a moment, but we actually just had a gentleman on the line telling us about his experience listening to conspiracy radio and how it was leading him down a path of essentially trying to evangelize the conspiracy theories to his friends and maybe strangers as well, but bring them on board.
I think this is pretty common in the liberty movement in general for a lot of people, not everybody. Not necessarily the conspiracy thing, but that wanting to tell everybody.
Absolutely.
Like, when you first come across it, it's empowering. It's shocking. It's taboo.
Anytime anybody's enlightened,
right?
In whatever way they feel they're enlightened. So whether it's religion or some new philosophy, the objectivists who are accused of this at some point, just basically getting excited. Another one is the landmark education we've talked about on the air a few times. Just anything that anybody feels is paradigm shifting and that they want to share for themselves, share to others, that's the kind of thing that people are going to get excited about, they're going to talk about. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
But there's some damage that can be done to relationships if you take it too far.
Sure.
And
but
if you're too
think
pushy.
It's just the conspiracy theory or theorists that do this. I think it's also people in the liberty movement, like
right.
I was saying,
sure.
that can go down the same path. So I just wanted to make that clarification.
Absolutely. As I was saying, it can be damaging to relationships for people that are evangelizing folks. If you're evangelizing to people that aren't interested, that they don't want to hear about it, and you keep pushing, then that's going to push them further away than bringing them closer. And so it's a tricky process because the ideas that, that we like the freedom concept, liberty, individual liberty, personal responsibility, these are, to us, really
critical ideas that we think more people need to hear about and internalize.
Well, I think radio programs are good for those situations because, you know,
people can tune out if they want to.
Right. You know, they have the option of sitting around and getting upset with us if we disagree with them or whatever. I mean, it's entertainment.
But if you're
supposedly,
if you're at the Thanksgiving table with your family and you're, you know, telling them, beating them over the head, and
especially if you're acting superior, like you know more than they know, and that's really easy to do. It's really easy to do in a lot of situations. I mean, if you feel like you've been enlightened, it's easy to do.
Well, plus, you care about your family and you care about your friends and you want them to, have the same experience that that you've had. And so I can relate to the people in the conspiracy realm from that perspective. And the trick is that the ideas of liberty take time. I mean, you aren't going to have one conversation with somebody and have them convert right in front of you.
You have to undo years and years of indoctrination.
Yep.
And it takes time.
Absolutely. And the older someone is, the more programmed they are, the more entrenched in their ideas.
The less likely they are to listen to a young person. I mean, there's kinds of social dynamics that go in. It tends to be that wealthier people won't listen to poorer people, that men won't listen to women, all kinds of things.
And your family just doesn't want to listen to you at all, really. I mean, usually family members are some of the hardest people to talk to.
They're the ones who changed your diapers. They know you're incompetent. You were S-ing your pants, just in their recent memory.
Yeah. So it's it can be difficult. And if you look at some of the motivations behind the conspiracy crowd, there's that sense of urgency. And I think the same thing exists with the liberty movement as well. It's like, if you don't do something now, then things get worse. If you don't come on board with the conspiracy crowd now, then the New World Order is going to rise. Or if you don't,
that darn New World Order, they're on the rise.
Or if you don't understand the ideas of liberty, then tyranny will continue to dominate. And so there's you've got to balance the.
If you don't vote for Ron Paul, he won't be able. He'll be too old next year.
Right. So you've got to balance that sense of urgency of you want things to change, therefore you want to bring people on board with the ideas sooner rather than later, with the idea that if you are too urgent in your communications and too pushy, then you're going to push people away and you'll be counterproductive. So it's a tricky situation and one that requires some honing of one's craft. And if you're just getting out there echoing things that you've heard to others, as our caller was pointing out about how he was just kind of promoting the Alex stuff he was hearing on Alex Jones to his friends, that's probably not going to be as persuasive. If you work on the tactics of persuasion and learn about how best to communicate with other human beings, then maybe you'll have more success.
Or you turn your friends on to the radio program that you're excited about, whether it's Alex Jones or Free Talk Live or whatever. I mean, these people are experts at their craft, supposedly, and they're going to do a better job. Also, what an expert is an expert's a person from out of town. So they don't have the same baggage listening to you as they do when they're listening to a radio program. It's just an entirely different setup.
Right, because they know you, and you've been wrong before, so you probably
and we've
wrong
been
this
wrong
time.
Too. There's no doubt. Yeah, nobody could be 99.44% right, like Rush Limbaugh.
Is that what he says?
Something like that. He says that there's some kind of outside agency. I mean,
they're auditing him.
That is auditing him. But I mean, what about the outside? What about today when he claims that that the opening ceremonies for the Olympics was some kind of conspiracy by the liberals?
Yeah.
I mean, who's auditing that?
That's I don't know.
It's just a claim. It's this unsubstantiatable claim. I don't know. No. I mean, I listen to this guy all the time. I wonder exactly which claims are they auditing when they make this claim that he's, 99 point something percent, correct.
Yeah.
99.44, by the way, is a marketing thing for Ivory Soap. And that's why I make fun.
855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to tell us your experience with the conspiracy realm, or maybe spreading the ideas of liberty and the failures that you've had, because people can learn from that, or at least they should. Hopefully you've learned from them, and maybe your experiences can help others avoid common mistakes in talking to people who you love and care about the ideas of freedom, because they are important ideas, and gosh, it sure would be nice if more people understood and embraced them, which is why I think that the Free State Project is such an important concept, because if you can concentrate the people who already are on board with those ideas in the same place, they'll seem less crazy if people are encountering them more often. One of the reasons why the ideas of liberty seem so off-putting to some people is because you're the only person talking about them. You and that crazy Ron Paul are the only people that are talking about freedom to them, if they've ever even heard of Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can make you look like the, you know, the lone nut in the wilderness out there shouting at with the windmills.
Sure, and a lot of people don't want to be in the out crowd, whatever the out crowd might be.
Sure.
So why would they want to be involved in that? But if
those people are followers,
if they're closely involved with you, these are the people that most folks wanted to convert the most. And I think that, you know, in that situation, you really have to go slowly. You cannot try to get people on board too quickly, because
yeah,
it just doesn't work. What I did with my wife, you know, what worked, because I mean, she basically, you know, we just fell in love from some classes that we went to together. You know, she's not some person who is excited about liberty in the same way that I have been. Doesn't have it as a career the same way I do. And I just...
Technically, she does now. She's working for the show.
That's true. She does do some work for the show. She does, like, some bookkeeping and stuff. But it's pretty minor. And yeah, she could do bookkeeping for anybody.
Right.
But, you know, I just ask her questions about, you know, how can I present this material? Now, I don't know how other people can make this work for themselves. But I'd say, how can I present this material so it doesn't sound, you know, like I want to get this across? How can I do that? And so just asking questions, trying to get her to explain to me why this is right. And I'll tell you what, it's very effective.
Absolutely. Asking questions is always a good approach, rather than preaching at somebody.
Make them the teacher to you. That's what I'm trying to recommend.
And plus, planting seeds is important. And asking a question, a good question, can plant a seed. Maybe you won't get the right answer at first, but maybe a year later or several months later, that seed will sprout into something, a better idea.
Well, I mean, that's what I kind of do. I'm totally over the preachy libertarian thing. At this point in time, I'm just trying to live, you know, as responsibly and nicely as I can. And so I just get to know people. And over time, conversations spring up and, you know, my viewpoints kind of come across and people experience their own, you know, government flaws, for example. They'll have situations where they actually see it. I think it has to be your own idea, or it has to feel like your own idea.
Absolutely.
For it really to stick. So, I mean, I just don't think that the preachy thing, it's totally...
It's counterproductive.
It's very counterproductive. It turns me off, and I'm with you.
You have to be patient, and unfortunately that's the reality of things. It'd be nice if we could say some magic words and convince all of our friends next week to come on board with the ideas of liberty and get active, but it's just not going to happen. People take time to accept, to analyze, and to embrace new ideas, and so you got to be patient with them. 855-450-FREE. Be there to answer questions when they have them, though. Hour 3's next.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355.
213-405-5355 or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.